In this bulletin, Donald Trump still refusing to concede the United States presidential election. A 10th straight day of no new coronavirus cases in Victoria. And in sport, Rugby Australia signs a landmark broadcast deal worth $100 million with Nine. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Donald Trump is still refusing to concede the election despite President-elect Joe Biden beginning his preparations to take office in January. Mr. Trump continues to insist the election isn't over, posting a series of tweets that repeat baseless allegations that the election was stolen and claiming illegal votes are being counted. Some in Mr. Trump's circle are urging him to concede graciously, but many of his Republican allies, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, are encouraging him to continue to mount legal challenges over the claims of voter fraud. Here in federal parliament, the Prime Minister has congratulated Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on their victory. Mr. Morrison says Joe Biden has been a good friend to Australia over many years, and he looks forward to working with him.
There is a shared affinity. President-elect Biden once said this about Australians: "In my view, Australians are defined by their character, by the grit, by their integrity, their unyielding resilience." Having witnessed the President-elect's personal and public journey over many years, I believe we can say the same of him: a man of grit, character, integrity, and unyielding resilience.
Victoria has recorded its 10th straight day of no new COVID-19 cases or deaths. The state has 4 active coronavirus infections, and the total number of cases with an unknown source is just 2. More restrictions will be eased in Victoria on the 22nd of November. New South Wales is reporting no new locally acquired coronavirus infections, but 7 overseas travellers have tested positive. Federal Independent MP Zali Steggall has introduced her climate change bill to Parliament, having delayed the plan because of the pandemic. The draft legislation would commit Australia to net zero carbon emissions by 2050 and set up an independent climate change commission. Liberal and Labor state and territory governments across the country have adopted the 2050 goal, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison won't budge, insisting Australia is meeting its targets laid out in the Paris Climate Agreement. Ms. Steggall says Mr. Morrison needs to show leadership, act on the scientific recommendations, and pass legislation to help Australia reach the target.
All our trading partners are calling for Australia to step up and do their bit on emissions reduction. We need to commit to net zero by 2050 and implement a real plan to get there. This idea that we're meeting and beating our commitment is rubbish. Our emission reduction is at 14%. We are miles away from where we need to be.
A record-breaking petition calling for a royal commission into the Murdoch media empire has been presented to the federal parliament. More than 500,000 Australians signed the online petition, launched by former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and also signed by former PM Malcolm Turnbull. The pair believe Australia will continue down the American path to deep division unless Rupert Murdoch's hyper-partisan media operations are kept in check. Labor MP Andrew Leigh has tabled the printed stack of petitions to the Parliament, saying diverse sources of reliable, accurate and independent news are fundamental to a strong democracy.
In Australia, the media is shrinking and extremely concentrated. From 2006 to 2016, the number of journalists fell 9%. Health reporting is down 30%. Science reporting is down 42%. Hundreds of local newspapers have closed. There are now over 20 news deserts in Australia, which weakens the community and raises the risk of corruption going unchecked.
In sport, Rugby Australia has signed a 3-year deal with the Nine Network worth $100 million, which will see Super Rugby games shown on free-to-air television for the first time. Rugby Australia Interim Chief Executive Rob Clark has praised the deal.
This is a landmark broadcast arrangement for Rugby Australia that will usher in a new era for our game. It's a superior deal than our current domestic deal in both cash and contra, and of course, for the first time in Super Rugby history, free-to-air television exposure.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible early storm with showers and 20 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing with a possible storm and 36. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 30. Hobart, mostly sunny, 27. Canberra, much the same, 25. Wollongong, also mostly sunny and 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 24. Brisbane, much the same, 26. Cairns, also partly cloudy, 30. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.